Very familiar, because I've done a lot of research and your names come up. So, my name is Stephanie, and I'm here to represent the Horns for the Homeless. Winter 2013, my friend shared with me a moment that he had with his son. They were walking the streets of Portland when they passed a man curled up on the ground. The son asked his father why the man was just laying there with no shoes on his feet. And the father shared about homelessness. The son then asked his father, "What can we do?" 2 years later, 4 outreach events, over 75 volunteers, 1,600 meals served, multiple contributions made by local businesses, and an unlimited amount of compassion through the power of music. Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to introduce a nonprofit that not only impacts my life, but builds bridges in the city of Portland. Give it up for Horns for the Homeless.
All right, we can break the rules for that.
Thank you. I have been an active member of Horns since the creation, and my purpose today is bring the awareness of Horns to you, our leaders. Last fall, Mayor Hales declared a housing emergency. In a press release from October 2015 states, Mayor Charlie Hales today announced that an additional $66.7 million in funds will be directed to affordable housing projects in 5 urban renewal districts over the next 5 years. We applaud these efforts, yet it's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. One person can make a difference in another's life, but imagine what a city can accomplish. Visualize the influence our success rate can have on cities across our nation. Like an instrument in an orchestra, horns play the melody alongside our government and successful programs like Transition Projects and New Avenues for Youth. And together, we are a symphony. Horns for the Homeless are public servants. We strongly advocate for activation of public space for community events. These special events bring artistry and culture to our city, providing the homeless a sense of belonging, eliminating segregation, and reintroducing them into society. It is then that we can set them on a journey to self-sufficiency. I'm honored to be here today and share this amazing nonprofit. Horns motivates through special events, and we need our leaders to support to collaborate our goals. Through our government, we provide food and shelter. Through music, we provide compassion. And combined, we lead them to self-sufficiency. Like the closing of a live entertainment show, please give it up one more time for Horns for the Homeless.
Thank you. So who's your colleague here?
This is Mr. Kevin Rankin.
Kevin,
he is a drummer for 80s band Animotion, getting ready to go and sub in for the Flock of Seagulls. He's also in the local tribute bands here, representing AC/DC tribute band, Bon Jovi tribute band. Sits in with a lot, he represents, he's actually been on the board for the Oregon Music Hall of Fame as well.
Great. Well, so, we appreciate what you're doing. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for your time.
I have to say, we don't have enough AC/DC quotes in council meetings.
Yeah, Steve quotes quotes rock lyrics a lot when he votes, so you never know.
Well, I did provide the clerk with my card, so if you want my autograph, I'll be outside afterwards, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
See you, Steve.